This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Mark Event Center today with What's On Your Mind. I'm back.
Glad to be back, I'll tell you that.
My gosh. I miss you. Todd, I miss you. You know what I'm saying?
I missed you too, man. How are you holding up?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine.
Good.
Thank you very much. Thanks in large part to a whole lot of love from a whole lot of folks. I was out this way yesterday on my way to the Lignite Energy Council event, which we're at today for its final day. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But I was in St. Anthony, North Dakota, the St. Anthony Hall down there. And many people had very nice things to say about the fact that, you know, I lost my mom and just wanted to know they were praying for us and said some kind words. But the one that really struck me, and this is what I love about our listeners, best listeners on the planet, and you need to know you are family. I've said that a lot, and it isn't just some corny thing I say because I want you to like us more. I mean it. But there was a young man, don't know the exact age, but I'd say, you know, high school years, maybe a freshman, maybe a sophomore, younger side of the high school years, and he got up and came over to me and shook my hand and said, "You have my sympathy and really sorry to hear about your mom and how you doing." And I thought, man, I don't know that I would have done that at that age. I don't, you know, I don't think I was wired like that. Most kids are not. But it's just an example of just a very large reservoir of kindness from a lot of people. So thank you so much for that. Appreciate it very much. And everybody's doing just fine. You know, it's not easy to say goodbye to your mom, but we know because of her faith that she is in a better place, and she goes on Good Friday, of all things, and it was perfect to, you know, really send us all a very powerful message about what she believed and where she's going, and that just makes it so much easier. So I'm choosing to focus on the fact that I have my mom back, really, that I have my mom back now, that, you know, my mom who had dementia, and the last couple of years, really, it was getting harder and harder to have any kind of a conversation at all, and even sometimes be recognized by her. And I know she wouldn't like that, right? Now, she still was giving. She was quite the giver, giving with her smiles. And even on, I want to say Thursday morning, I guess. I think it was Thursday morning, so the day before she died. She said, I said, "Love you, Mom." She said, "Love you more." And that was always kind of her signature comeback when he said, "Love you." So call your mom. I think this whole thing started with me in the middle of this. It's been like a two-week whirlwind. Was my advice. Didn't I give that advice, Todd, on the program? For folks to call
your
mom? Yeah. So.
And you're right.
It started with that, and I'll end the conversation about it with that as well. So I appreciate you very much. Throughout the entire situation over the last couple of weeks, just with our family, I think I mentioned, I don't even remember the day now, but a few Mondays ago, it actually was the Monday of the, you know, so it had been a week ago. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I left for a funeral for the second hour of the program. And I think I very briefly mentioned that I was going to the program, going to a funeral, rather, for Heidi Free. And Heidi was the mother of two children that go to school with our kids. And so Jeremy Free, Heidi's husband, is going to join us on the program today. And through the entire ordeal, we said, quite simply, you know, think of that family. Because here's a mom at, I think, 45, or, you know, in her 40s, with two kids, you know, in junior high and high school, and to those kids, and their dad don't have a mom and a wife. So be blessed to have the time you do have with your mom, because you just never know. Anyway, Jeremy's going to join us on the program today because his wife was part of a very innovative program at Concordia College in mentoring students. And they put together a Heidi Free Memorial Student Success Award. I want you to know about that and think about the good work they did. I was really moved about that, and we've really kept them in our focus the whole time. So I found a good opportunity to get the word out about that program. So we'll do that today as well. I mentioned at the top of the show, we're at the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting, and they handed me a hat when I walked in here. Todd, you'll love this. Make coal great again. So
there you go.
You know, Donald Trump is making coal great again.
I need one of those.
So
we both need one of those.
Exactly right. I'll get you one before I leave here. Make coal great again. It's so awesome. Anyway, so we're here to talk about making coal great again, and it's such a different environment than the last how many, you know, annual meetings that I've been doing and enjoyed so much. So it really is. It just is extraordinary. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program as well, and meet some folks that are here, including the lead data scientist for the Trump campaign. He's going to talk about his work with the Trump strategist that led to the presidential win last November, including how Trump attracted the fossil fuel industry and the people from the industry, right? I mean, he gave voice to folks in the coal world that were, you know, under assault, really. It took on their cause. So it's kind of neat. We'll also meet Joel Johnson. He is the director of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We talked with them previously. The Minnesota legislature is on. Minnesota, part of Minnesota, is the really the extreme environmental wing of Minnesota is anti-coal. It's a tough place. But is that changing in the legislature? We'll ask him about that. We'll talk with Dick Ellis. He's a consultant working with the Lignite Energy Council. To talk a little bit about the interaction between Minnesota companies and the North Dakota plants and mines. Same thing there, right? Because, of course, it's the plants here that produce the power for the companies over there, and that's politically a little tricky. Dick actually started his career with Northern States Power. That was previously XL Energy, recently retired. And, of course, he retired with a company that did extensive environmental upgrades at the North Dakota plant. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. And there is one more day of the event here if you want to take any of it in at the Lignite Energy Council. Ron Ness is speaking right now, talking a little bit about what's next for oil in North Dakota. And then they are going to talk about the energy and environmental regulatory and litigation landscape in the era of Trump, sort of what's next with someone from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They have a keynote speaker that I understand is just fantastic. And his name is Gerard Broad. He's going to talk a little bit about crisis communication, and really not only Lignite, but just the energy industry in general. We'll talk a little bit about, for instance, the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. So Chris Berg of Point of View will join me before we end the program today. Speaking of the Dakota Access Pipeline, yesterday we had the honor of tagging along with Kelsey Warren and Matt Ramsey and some of the senior leadership from the Dakota Access Pipeline company's main company, and that was Energy Transfer Partners. And what I'm most proud of is that I received a call from Doug Hilly some time ago. I hope he's okay with me naming him. And sort of when the thing was winding down, everything's kind of winding down a little bit from from an hour-by-hour protest out at the Cannonball site. And Doug said, "You think Kelsey Warren would ever come out here? We just need to, you know, we need to talk with them as well." And of course, Doug Burgum, the governor, done an extraordinary job of communicating with farmers and ranchers. You know, there'd been communication there. I think law enforcement did as well. We did that town hall with Sheriff Kirkmeyer down there. Remember that? And that's how I got to know Doug. And so I think his point was, it's time to, you know, do the same thing with a company and kind of understand some things and questions about reclamation and, you know, the route and everything else. So I told him I have no idea if he'd come down or not, but I certainly will. You know, we've had him on the radio program before, so we have a contact, and we'd be happy to forward on the contact. We did, and he agreed to do it. So we were there yesterday with that and took that in, and Chris Berg and I will recap that a little bit. We're also going to have Kelsey Warren join us to talk about his day in North Dakota next week on the program and just talk about this effort. He is very much of the mindset that I have been for some time, that, you know, it isn't time to close the book and you know, just say, "Hey, we had a really tough experience in North Dakota. We'll never do that again. See you later. Bye." They're very much consumed with wanting to get to the bottom of, you know, who funded it. You know, when people are paid to break the law, they're an accomplice in the law being broken. It'd be like if I drove you to a bank to, you know, rob the bank, but I'm driving the car. Well, I'm just as guilty as you are, right? Well, it's really the same thing with some of the major funders behind this whole thing. So there is, you know, he told the folks in St. Anthony yesterday that there are plans underway to really aggressively investigate all that and get to the bottom of it. So I think we're going to be hearing more about all of that as well. So very interesting to follow without question. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Love to visit with you today on the program. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. That's the local number. A little time here in this next segment to just find out whatever's on your mind, whatever that might be. How about Bill O'Reilly and the Fox News Channel? What about that story? Do you think he should have resigned? Right to resign? Was he guilty? Or is this a hatchet job? What do you think? Talk about that, too. Or anything else on your mind today on What's On Your Mind Live from the Lignite Energy Council. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features North Dakota Safety Council safety consultant Rick Halderson telling a story on the importance of ag safety.
One was actually a grain bin entry on a farm that had a big mechanical sweep in it, and the sweep was not locked out at the time, and combination of flowing grain came down upon the person and the grain clean out, and it actually took his leg off up to the knee. He survived, but it's a hugely devastating thing for families when things like this happen, especially if it's a principal or somebody that's key in providing labor on that farm. If they go to the hospital for 3 or 4 weeks, production comes to kind of a screeching halt. So it's something just to make sure we keep it in our minds and trying to keep safe every minute of every day.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.nbsc.org. That's NDSC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, Lignite Energy Council today, brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. Not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company that others keep talking about. It's been a windy spring, and drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select that droplet size and keep it through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. You know, the customers in High Plains Apache, they just make it crystal clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. And High Plains Apache respects that. That's why they work hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. 1701 Eastside Court, Mandan, across from the Bonanza, and exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. And come on in to High Plains Apache. All right, let's take a couple of your calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Love your text, too. 701-367-2054. You can text me or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Steve in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, sir.
Off of your topic, I got a task for you. I know you're the man that can handle this. Earlier in the week, Kevin Kramer doing his call-in, a gal called in and quizzed him about the hot topic in the news lately, which is healthcare, and tried to discuss government healthcare. And now I've heard from him, and I also listened to Newt Gingrich when they were quizzed on their policies, and to tell us a little bit about them, and they always kind of laugh and change the subject. I would like maybe if you could, when you have a visit with Kevin Kramer again, to see if they would answer honestly what their policies look like, what type of deductibles are they paying and whatnot. Every time that seems to be brought up, they steer away from that topic. And I'd like to honestly know how theirs is framed out
I know this.
What you and I have.
I could tell you this, you can't hear every show. I've heard Kevin Kramer answer that question pretty specifically at least 3 or 4 times. And I think maybe the reason he sometimes chuckles is because people keep asking it as though somehow he's on some Cadillac plan and doesn't care about us peasants, when it's the exact opposite. I think, if I recall correctly the numbers, Kevin's family is paying now $1,300 or $1,700 more in premiums than they were because they're on Obamacare. Senator John Hoeven is also on Obamacare. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is not. When the change happened, she opted out and went to her husband's plan. So I know that to be the case. And again, I've heard him answer it. I'm happy to, if you have a question beyond that, certainly make sure you get to him. I mean, the man's on the radio for an hour every week. So there's probably no question he hasn't been asked, nor would he be willing to answer. So I would just encourage you, if you didn't get it exactly how you want it.
I must have missed that episode. I appreciate the answer because she piqued my curiosity again when they touched briefly on it, and I was just curious mainly about it just to see what their focus was going to be for themselves and for us. President Trump, he's got fans plenty full with lots of things going on right now, and of course that remains a hot topic because it touches all of our lives. Health insurance does, obviously. I was just my own curiosity there, but I think you've answered that question. I hadn't heard that answer before.
Yeah, and I don't know if, I have not heard him use the premium increase a lot of times, but I know I remember it because he said it one time. So I don't know if that's something he's not, real fond of repeating over and over again, but I think he's in the same boat as everybody else is, I guess, what I'm getting at.
I appreciate that.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We don't have time to get into it in detail today, but I would like to spend some time without Congressman Kramer here to know whether his recent comments about Sean Spicer are something that offend you. I have a sense that, the swamp gets all worked up about this stuff, but that we appreciate the candor. I do. It doesn't, but I'm curious. I don't know. Maybe some people think, don't do that because, 5 or 10 or, 20 people might think differently of you and not vote for you. So, just don't do that. Just be, really straight-laced kind of when you're in a campaign without you know, coloring those comments. I don't know. I just get the, you know, what journalists think are stories and what you and I think are stories are very different. They're very different. And these editors have in their mind a narrative that they want the reporter to go out and track down, run down. And really what they're looking for is anything that can match the narrative that's already written in the editor's head. Am I making sense here? You know, so this uber-liberal editor knows where he wants to go with a story. A reporter, just go give me something, anything that can tag to it that'll work, right? And then run the story. When the original thought in the head of the editor is poppycock, for lack of a better term. We just don't care. It isn't about, you know, it doesn't, anything that affects our average everyday life here at all. It's my take. Let's go to Valley City. David is there. David, what's on your mind today?
First of all, you have my entire sympathy for the loss of your mother. I lost mine on Easter Sunday a couple of years ago, so I know how you feel.
Did it make you feel any different to lose her on Easter Sunday?
Actually, that was kind of neat.
I think it's kind of neat, too. I really do. I really do. Yeah.
But anyway, my question is, are you going to take Mark Levin off the air?
Why? Because the same reason that people are taking Bill O'Reilly off the air? Or why? And by the way, Mark Levin isn't on all of the stations that you're that are listening right now, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. But what's your problem with Mark Levin?
I guess that I don't. None. In fact, I'd be really ticked off if you took him off the air.
Well, why did you say that, then? I don't get it.
Well, I only caught part of what you guys were talking about, program changing, and I thought I heard you say something about a replacement at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, we're talking about a Fox News channel. Fox News channel is taking Bill O'Reilly's program off, and the program that's replacing it is Tucker Carlson's. And then the 5, as it's called, which airs at 5 o'clock, is moving to the old Tucker Carlson spot. So you just heard some of the chatter about the you know, the moving and shaking and programming lineup shakeup at Fox News Channel. So
okay, I was kind of busy with other things. I wasn't paying real close attention. Then it kind of registered, and I was just wondering if you guys are going to be changing your program around. So
no, okay. No changes. Thank you, David. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Others are welcome at 800-228-0550. How did Donald Trump win? A lot of people say it's data. Data is how he won. And we're going to talk with one of the folks involved in the campaign and the data operation when we come back. Your questions welcome here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back at the Lignite Energy Council today on What's on Your Mind. Ron Ness just wrapped up on the stage, talking a little bit about the state of oil. These are two industries that are matched in a lot of way and a lot of the challenges from a regulatory standpoint for sure. Ron, how are you?
Hi, Scotty. I'm doing great. Glad to be here today.
Good to see you. How was the crowd? Were they give you a standing ovation or anything?
Oh, no.
Jump up and down.
They didn't throw anything. I was fortunately, no, it was great. It's like I said, oil and coal and agriculture, and we're all in this boat together, and we all have the same challenges, the same opportunities, and a great place to be in North Dakota. We are an energy state, and we've got a bright future. We got a lot of things that we have to tackle together. Overall, I think, we talked about some great legislative successes, and the Department of Environmental Quality in itself, I think going forward is going to be a super big deal. And, but we got work to do, and, we gotta get back at it here. And, really we've got a new opportunity with a new administration in Washington. I think everybody feels that we can get back to business and doing the things we need to do, and yet retain that responsible regulatory environment. But there's a very bright future, but it's not a straight path there.
Lots to do. Thanks for stopping by. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Scotty.
You betcha. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of the speakers here today, and the program goes through an awards presentation about 12:45 today, but some great speakers still to come. One of the speakers yesterday that folks are still raving about is Matt Oskowski. Matt is the lead data scientist for the Trump campaign, and worked with the Trump strategist that led to the win in November, and we're going to talk a little bit about how the fossil fuel industry was part of that as well. Matt, nice to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So you have this idea of how to use data to win an election. How do you get in front of Donald Trump?
Yeah. We joined the campaign in late May, early June, and we walked into a scenario where they really didn't have any infrastructure set up. It was a very grassroots movement. Mr. Trump was self-funding the campaign entirely to this point. And we joined at a pivotal moment where we had to build out a massive campaign infrastructure over the course of 5 months, which was very difficult. So late May, we go up to Trump Tower to see folks like Jared Kushner and Corey Lewandowski, at the time was the campaign manager, transitioning over to Paul Manafort. And we make the case that we're really good at understanding who to talk to and what to say to them to persuade and mobilize the right set of voters to turn out to win the election. And from there, it was all about building a very big monolithic organization within the course of 5 months. And that's what we did.
How do you determine who to talk to and what to say to them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's a combination of traditional polling. So most people get polling survey calls on the phone or online. Combine that with modeling and data science, so actually running algorithms to predict things like likelihood to support Donald Trump on a 0 to 100 scale, 12 issue scores for every individual voter, so what issues you care about on a 0 to 100 scale. Likelihood to vote is very important, and we call that turnout. And the reason why so many pundits and major news organizations got this election wrong is because they had a fundamental misunderstanding of turnout in this election, who was going to show up. And if we know anything about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it's that they are not Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And 2012 is not 2016. And people applying so many lessons learned from 2012 got 2016 wrong because they didn't really understand the phenomena that was Donald Trump.
So it's so fascinating to find all that. What in what you did for them is new, different? Because what you're talking about, turnout and identifying your voters and, you know, getting them out is... You know, right? That's been going on for a long, long time. Obviously, there's new technology, but what's the new bells and whistles in that?
What we really did well was predicting the trends that ended up playing out in the election. I think you could tie some of these trends back to the energy industry, which we're here talking about today. Three major things that we saw happen this year were, one, a massive increase in rural 65-plus voters across the country. Two, a massive decrease in young voters across the country. And three, subtle increases in Hispanic voters, depending on the state, across our key battleground states. And if political intuition tells you anything, that is, you know, African-American younger vote and Hispanic vote cancel each other out. But an increase in rural 65-plus votes got to be good news for Republicans. So what we did the entire election was reweighting our modeling and our polling to reflect that change. So once we understood those trends, we built some pretty cool tools like Cities to Visit Calculator. So almost all of Mr. Trump's travel schedule was data informed.
In other words, when you say Cities to Visit Calculator,
yeah,
wherever we're getting the most action from online, we're going to send them there because that's a hot spot for it.
Right. So we built a simulation that was, where could we go that has the highest density of persuadable voters, but still with enough core supporters to have a good and enthusiastic rally? And you'll notice that when Mr. Trump's going to small towns in Iowa and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and he's turning out three times the amount of people in the population of that town, there's just a massive enthusiasm gap between Mr. Trump and Secretary Clinton. And tools like that helped. It wasn't just marketing. It's where he's visiting, what surrogates are saying in speeches, what our field programs like, where people are knocking on doors. So really this entire campaign was data-driven and data-informed at some level.
How did he win in the end? What put him over? Was it a particular town, a particular area? What did it?
We knew election night that if Mr. Trump won Florida, he was going to win the election. That's really no surprise. Florida has been a pivotal battleground state for many elections now. But we felt really good about states like Pennsylvania and Ohio leading up to the election for about a month. And the reason we felt good about those two states is Southwest Ohio, Northwest Pennsylvania, I guess you can call that coal country of the Midwest, really came out in force for Mr. Trump. And when you look at some of these small counties, he's turning out numbers, you know, two times what Mitt Romney was turning out of these counties. So this hidden Trump voter, this hidden Trump effect was a massive player this election that people didn't see coming. But the other side of that coin is Secretary Clinton just didn't turn out Barack Obama voters from 2012. So as much as President Trump won the election, Secretary Clinton also lost it as well.
What was it like working in that? I mean, you talk about a data campaign being set up in May for an election in November. That's unheard of.
Crazy.
In elections. So, I mean, it had to be like chaos. But it obviously quickly became a well-oiled machine.
Right.
Well, what was that like?
It was wild. So we were based in San Antonio, Texas. So most of the rest of the campaign was in Trump Tower in New York, but all the data, digital, and technology staff, about 60 or 70 of us, were based in San Antonio, Texas, which was great because people left us alone and we got to do our work and kind of keep things quiet. But for perspective, my previous employer was Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin. I worked for him for 3 years. I did his gubernatorial reelect, and I did his build up to his presidential run. And it took me 3 years to build up that operation, 2 or 3 years. I had to do that exact same thing in 5 months. So the good news is I kind of had a roadmap of where to start from, and my company was well-resourced to do this. But, you know, I never expected to be able to build up that fast, and it was always chasing our own tail. I would always trade money for time. Presidential campaigns are great because you have a lot of resources to spend, but I would trade a lot of that money back for more time to be able to do it. So most of what we were doing was just tracking ripples in the water because Mr. Trump's a unique candidate in the sense that one tweet can change dramatically the landscape of the electorate, and we have to be able on a daily basis to track that movement.
Was it moving like that? Did you see people fall off because of a tweet or something like that? I mean, were people fickle, or were they if they're with Trump, they're going to be with Trump?
Sometimes, but the election was a lot less volatile than the press and the news media wanted to make it. I mean, a lot of the polling done by the CNNs and Fox News of the world is just really bad polling. They have a financial interest to make the election seem a lot more volatile than it really is. When states like Iowa and Georgia that people considered battleground, quote-unquote battleground states this year, weren't really there at all. We knew he was 7-8 points up almost the entire election. So one of the biggest, most notable things during the election was like the Access Hollywood video coming out, and everyone after that happened was like, he should drop out of the race, when in reality we weren't seeing that type of movement from our supporters. Things like debates have a much bigger impact on people's view of the presidency than any type of gaffe ever do, we find.
How often were you able to be with Trump or with Jared Kushner or with Steve Bannon and kind of the senior folks?
With the senior folks, we had a regular communication. So Brad Parscale, who is digital director, kind of transitioned to deputy campaign manager role, was really our point person in San Antonio. When he moved to New York, we're sending reports up to Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner and Brad Parscale and Kellyanne and people almost on a daily basis. We have reports being updated and refreshed, and every aspect of the campaign is utilizing the information we were putting out to help them make more intelligent decisions.
So are they punching holes in it and saying, wait a minute, what? Give me this, or how about another this, or are they just trusting you to say, okay, you're putting the right stuff in front of us?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, it's tough to be the only people in the country that are telling you that we're seeing a very different outcome than anyone else is seeing. That's a scary position to be in.
So they're a little suspicious of, hey, now, you guys really got this right, or what are you seeing that they aren't seeing kind of question?
A little suspicious, but the good news is if you follow the history of Donald Trump or Steve Bannon, they saw this version of America playing out and happening. This nationalism streak, these hidden voters who are disenfranchised, who government's never done anything for them before. We were just reinforcing a viewpoint of America and a policy position, a set of policy positions that they thought to be true. So the good news is the data reflected that, but there's always a level of skepticism when literally every public figure in the country is saying you're 9 or 10 points down.
You're speaking at the Lignite Energy Council here, an industry that has been under assault here and in other places in coal country across the United States. Same thing with the oil and gas industry as well. How much were the people in that industry motivated to be for Trump, to just out of self-preservation?
I say that two of the biggest mistakes that Hillary Clinton made during this past election was, one, the deplorables comment, but two, saying she was going to put the coal industry out of business was a massive mistake for her. She basically incentivized and mobilized a group of people that maybe were ambivalent about the two candidates to really move over to President Trump at that point in time. When you look at, like I said before, areas of the country like southwest Pennsylvania, northwest Ohio, all across the Rust Belt, and in the Gulf Coast of Florida in particular, where a lot of oil production's happening, I think of a county like Okaloosa County that in 2012, 60,000 votes came out of that county for Mitt Romney. 100,000 votes came out for Donald Trump this election. So every small town in America with people that understand domestic energy production really just came out and forced this cycle and really put Mr. Trump over the top.
We have time for about one more question, but I do want to know from you know, your perspective. You mentioned something earlier about the incentive that the networks have to have sort of chaos.
Right.
I mean, do you really think the networks have gotten to that point where they're seeding the polls so it shows something that isn't there, so they have a better story?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're seeding the polls to show a better story. I just am not happy with the methodology they use. A lot of what they're doing is not very scientific. Like if you had a statistician or a proper researcher sit in a room and analyze these polls, we would be able to poke a lot of holes in it. And I suggest to any of your listeners, whenever you see this information come out, do the research. They're always providing information where you can go look up how the actual polls were conducted. If they're surveying 200 people, that's not really representative of the entire country, an entire state. So be really critical about the data sources that are being put out there, and don't take everything on face value, because the state of our the research and polling industry concerns me greatly right now.
They lost a lot of credibility, whatever they had left, which wasn't much in this campaign, didn't
they? Exactly.
They really did.
Yeah.
I don't know how it gets fixed or it gets reformed or whatever. Maybe it's just less viewers, right?
Right.
It starts to go away.
Yeah.
I'll hope so. Fascinating conversation. Really enjoyed it very much. Thanks so much for the time today, and enjoy your time in North Dakota.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt Oskowski, lead data scientist for the Trump campaign from the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting. We're at the Bismarck Event Center today on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
We're talking with Levi again from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. We're going to talk culture. How is culture shifting in the workplace, Levi?
Well, collaboration is the hot topic in office places these days. Collaboration sparks ideas and creativity, and the key to collaboration is communication. Cubicles are going the way of the dodo bird, and open offices and benching are taking over. Millennials are now the largest group population-wise, surpassing baby boomers, which is obviously carrying over into the workplace.
Okay, so how is all of that affecting the physical workplace? What does it look like?
Well, millennials value different things than their parents did. They value flexibility. They want the opportunity to work remotely, but when they are needed in the office, they need a place to touch down. In a recent poll, two-thirds of workers surveyed said that they would jump at the opportunity to work remotely. Millennials communicate differently than generations did before them. They've grown up with computers everywhere around them. Homework assignments, emails, and text messages are all ways that they've communicated. Millennials really, truly are digital. And with them making up more of the workforce, you can see their impact with businesses by storing more information in the cloud rather than big old file cabinets. That's great for business owners because now they can fit more employees into the same space.
To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo or go online to interofficefargo.com. InterOfficeFargo.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Lignite Energy Council annual meeting, Bismarck Event Center. A couple more guests from this event coming up here in just a little bit. Brought to you today by ND Flagpole Guy. That's Jim. He's the North Dakota Flagpole Guy. It is making America great and wants all of us to help make America great. It all starts with you, he says. He's right. Show your community and your country that you stand behind America by replacing your political yard sign with the symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com lets you remind your community, we stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. All of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. And now some folks might be buying cheap flag poles made in another country. Bad idea. Show your support for America. Buy the very symbol from Jim, American-made and proud of it. Call them at 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Looking forward to chatting with our next guest about a program you may want to consider being a part of and supporting them. scholarship effort. Before I do that, Chris in the Bakken has been waiting a while to weigh in on a topic. Quickly, Chris, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, by the way, your face, thank you, and I'll move on. The farmer in McKenzie County recently reported a story, and when stories are hot and juicy, they're always in the front of people's minds and reporting. This one's starting to come down the backside and mellow out and come down on the side of justice. Gary Schwarzenberger's removal proceedings. The McKenzie County farmer reported that the prosecutor appointed by the state resigned from the case, making statements to Governor Burgum, who had to remove him based on his request, that the case is wrong, basically, or they're following it wrong. He recommended arbitration rather than removal. He said that the county was better off because Schwarzenberger got here. Removal was the wrong process. And all the way out the door, he even commented that the prosecution about that credit card thing was wrong.
And who are you saying is quoted as saying that, Chris?
The prosecutor. He quit the case. The guy that's...
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I don't have time to get into this in detail today. I know enough to know that there is very much... two sides to this story, and I think that while the former sheriff does a very good job of spinning things, there's a lot of people internally that will tell you that he should not be the sheriff, and that's what I believe to be true, and I don't know why the McKenzie County farmers chosen to be as biased as they have been. They've not been, you know, a journalistic outfit through this whole thing at all. It's been very strange. So I need to read that. Let's talk about it another time. When I have more time, on a short segment anyway, and I got to get to our next guest, Chris. But I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call again. Jeremy Free is our next guest. His late wife, Heidi Free, passed away recently. She was a wonderful mother to two children, Anna and Sawyer, who go to school with our kids. So that's how we know the Free family. Maria, my wife, struck up a friendship with Jeremy. They were both in the waiting room of a ER, and or not an ER, I guess, but at an operating room at Mayo Clinic when I was having surgery, and Heidi was as well. And Heidi was laid to rest recently and has a program in her honor at Concordia College I want to tell you about today with the help of her late husband, Jeremy Free. Jeremy, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Are you there, Jeremy? I'm not hearing Jeremy, guys, if you are.
I'm not either. Oh, he doesn't have Jeremy.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I don't think we have enough time here to do that. So we'll get you that number. He's scheduled right now, but a little mix-up there. Manny is gone today, and John is in, and I think they updated the information on Jeremy, just didn't get to Manny. So, long way of telling you that we had a little technical glitch, but I think we need to reschedule that for 10:20. John, just so you know, we just don't have enough time before the top of the break here. I could have gone a little longer now in retrospect with Chris, but we just didn't have time. So, anyway, I apologize for that. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Crazy show on the fly. When we're on the road, things are never normal. Are they, Todd? Are they ever normal?
Define normal.
I don't. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly.
I think we'd probably be more goofed up if they were normal. I think we'd sort of count on a certain amount of irregular or word thrown off.
I said at some point this past weekend, my mom passed away Friday, as you know, and then Monday was a funeral, that I just was craving normal because it was pretty tough. Even for a better part of the last 2 weeks, I was coming in to do the show, but then went back over to be with her, so it just has been a little bit of a crazy time. So normal is good. Normal is kind of, you know, routine, good, everything else. And by the way, I should remind you that I hate to do this, but I have to. I will be gone for a couple of days next week as well. You'll be very well taken care of, but with a little planned trip with our daughter to go check out some colleges.
Ah, the Ivy League?
I don't want her to leave, Todd. I just don't. I mean, I'm
cut the cord, Mom.
Am I going to be that parent out there? No.
Yes.
You can't have her. Yeah. It is an Ivy League school. It's Yale, actually. I can't even believe it. But you know.
Wow.
Obviously, she's got her mother smart. So It's Bulldog Days for anybody familiar with Yale. That's kind of a, you know, a big deal out there. So we're going out there. It's when they bring all the kids in that have been accepted to check out the school. And she hasn't said
yet. I'll have to become a Yale fan. I never saw that in me.
No, me either. Trust me. For more reasons than one. But that's Monday, Tuesday.
So if Yale were to play the Bison, who would you be cheering for at that point?
Tough one.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.